Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, September 6th. Coming up in today's episode, BJP leaders in Haryana dissatisfied with ticket allotment, while Vinesh Phogat and Bajrang Punia join Congress. CBI sources on gang rape rumors in Kolkata rape and murder case. Amit Shah's Kashmir plans and Bangladesh on water sharing with India. First up, wrestlers Vinesh Phogat and Bajrang Punia will be contesting Haryana elections on Congress ticket. The athletes were inducted as party members officially today. It is being reported Ms. Phogat will be fielded from Jalana seat held by the Jananayak Janata Party's Amarjeet Dhanta. Mr. Punia's destined seat is not yet clear. The Congress could be hoping that bringing Vinesh Phogat and Bajrang Punia on board could strengthen its appeal among voters, especially farmers, lakhs of whom continue to protest the BJP on issues like legal guarantees for MSP. Last week, Ms. Phogat visited farmers camped out at a protest site in Shambhu on the Haryana-Delhi border, describing herself as your daughter and saying that she prays to God to deliver justice for them. Ms. Phogat and Mr. Punia made headlines last year after leading protests against former wrestling body chief Brijbhushan Sharan Singh, who faces charges of sexual assault and intimidation and is a long-term BJP leader. However, differences within the Congress have reportedly delayed its first list of candidates, and the Bharatiya Janata Party has been facing pushback and a rebellion since it did so on Wednesday. The BJP camp seems to be divided over ticket allocations. Videos of several BJP leaders' apparent displeasure over not being picked to contest the upcoming assembly elections in Haryana have surfaced online. In one such video, Haryana OBC Morcha leader and former Minister Karan Dev Kamboj refused to shake hands with Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini during a meeting in front of several other party members. In another video, senior BJP leader Kavita Jain broke down in tears at a meeting with her supporters in Sonipat after her name was dropped from the list. She said, wiping her tears, "I have not seen my daughter who lives at hostel for 2 years. I have been working hard for the party for the last 5 years. She asked me about visiting home and I told her not to come before the elections." In yet another video, Shashi Ranjan Parmar broke into tears and questioned, "I had assured people that my name was being considered. What do I do now? I am helpless," the wailing MLA can be heard saying in a video interview. The interviewer tried to console the leader. Quote, "What is happening to me? The way I have been treated. I am in so much pain. What kind of decisions are being taken?" Unquote. And next, the rumours and speculations of a gang rape in the Arjikar Medical College rape and murder case are unfounded. According to the CBI probe, sources said, the available evidence indicates only Sanjay Roy, arrested by the police earlier, was involved in the horrific rape and murder of a 31-year-old trainee chess doctor. Sources said the inquiry is in its final stages and that the agency, given the case by the Kolkata High Court, overruling Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee in doing so, will soon file the charges. The CBI is under pressure from a chief minister who in turn is under pressure from political rivals and civil society activists over the crime. The victim parents also said last week that they have been forced to cremate the body despite wanting to preserve it. The state has come down heavily against such claims, accusing the opposition of spreading rumours. Last week, Ms. Banerjee demanded an update from the CBI. Quote, "I asked for 5 days for the police to probe before calling in the federal agency. But the case was just sent to CBI. They don't want justice, they want delay. It has been 16 days. Where is the justice?" Unquote. She asked in Kolkata during a public meeting. Ms. Banerjee's colleague, State Minister Bratya Basu, has also demanded a report. Quote, 23 days have passed since the case was transferred. There is no progress, report from CBI. We demand a detailed report of the investigation when Kolkata police was investigating. Regular updates were given through press conferences." Unquote. NDTV has been told the agency has sent a medical report with DNA from the accused to experts at the government-run All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Delhi. The agency will look to wrap up this inquiry after receiving doctor's final opinion in the case. And next, kickstarting the Jammu and Kashmir election plan, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said Jammu and Kashmir is witnessing a new era of peace and development under the Narendra Modi government, and the region has transformed from a terrorist hotspot to a tourist hotspot. Heading to the pole-bound Union Territory, Mr. Shah also said that during his two-day visit, he will launch BJP's Sankalp Patra or manifesto and interact with the party workers at a Karyakarta Sammelan. Mr. Shah will launch the BJP's poll campaign and release its manifesto during his visit, which began today. Meanwhile, a Kashmiri Pandit woman will be contesting the assembly polls for the first time in three decades. DZ Raina, who used to work at a private company in Delhi and has been the Sarpanch of Frizzle Village in Pulwama, is the lone candidate fielded by Republican Party of India Athavale, which is an ally of the Bharatiya Janata Party as a part of the NDA alliance. Jammu and Kashmir will see its first election in nearly 10 years, as well as its first as a union territory, after it was stripped of its special status and statehood under Article 370 in 2019. Voting will be conducted for the union territory's 90 seats in three phases between September 18th and October 1st. Counting will take place on October 8th. Breaking from breaking news, nearly 4 out of 5 Indians support criminalizing actions by government officials or leaders of large businesses that cause serious damage to nature and the climate, according to a new global survey. The Global Commons Survey 2024, conducted the Ipsos UK and commissioned by Earth for All and the Global Commons Alliance, also revealed that nearly 3 out of 5, or 61% of Indians, believe that the government is doing enough to tackle climate change and environmental damage. 90% of them are worried about the state of nature today. 73% of the respondents feel that the Earth is approaching critical environmental tipping points, while climate or natural systems such as rainforests or glaciers may change suddenly or be more difficult to stabilize in the future. Now, back to news. Bangladesh's chief advisor Mohammad Yunus has said that the interim government would pursue ways with India to resolve the differences over the long-pending Teesta Water Sharing Treaty, as delaying it for years serves no purpose for either nation. In an interview with PTI at his official residence in Dhaka, Mohammad Yunus said that the water sharing issue between the two countries must be resolved according to international norms, emphasizing that lower riparian countries like Bangladesh have specific rights that they seek to uphold. He said, and I quote, "By sitting over this issue, it would not serve any purpose. If I know how much water I will get, even if I'm not happy and sign it would be better. This issue has to be resolved," unquote. Replying to a query on whether the interim government would push for resolving the issues over the Teesta Water Sharing Treaty at the earliest, he said the new regime will definitely pursue it. Though he said that push is a big word, and he's not saying that. They will pursue it. They will want to sit together and resolve it. India and Bangladesh were set to sign a deal on Teesta water sharing during the then Prime Minister Manmohan Singh's visit to Dhaka in 2011. But West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee declined to endorse it, citing a scarcity of water in her state. Moving on, and speaking about the contentious issue of border killings, Mohammad Yunus condemned it and said killings is not a solution to dealing with anything. The Border Security Force, or BSF of India, has accused Bangladeshi smugglers and infiltrators of crossing over the border and attacking Indian forces when challenged. They have raised the issue with the Bangladesh counterpart, BGB, on several occasions. West Bengal shares a total of 2,217 kilometers of its border with Bangladesh, and Tripura shares 856 kilometers. Meghalaya 443 kilometers, Assam 262 kilometers, while Mizoram shares 318 kilometers of its land border with Bangladesh. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV news app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.